talk now about a business that is closing at the end of this month. I spoke to Michelle Buckley, whose husband Larry Buckley has decided to close their butcher shop in Listowel that had been in operation for 12 years. They're saying a series of roadworks and disruptions in the town over the past few years have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, Jerry, I suppose it's started really in the last number of months. We have had roadworks in Listowel town constantly since last September. And over the months, we noticed that business was going downhill, and a lot of our loyal customers from Listowel and outside of Listowel and around North Kerry were not coming in. And, you know, the roadworks were continuous. People were telling us we can't come in. The roadworks are going on. And we were seeing that things were getting worse as times went on, you know. We had no control over the situation, but it was last week, really, that Larry made the final decision on that. You know, the roadworks have really taken their toll on the business. People couldn't pull in and park. It really, really affected business. And I'm sure other shops around the town are affected as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, look, there was works on last September, the final phase of the N69 pavement improvement scheme from Kerry Group to the square in the centre of Listowel. That was a five-month project, effectively. There was more works, I suppose, in April of this year, road resurfacing works started on the 25th of April between the Listowel Garda Station and Ballygalogue Road Junction. There's, you know, the traffic was reduced to one lane and that was for 3 or 4 weeks. There's more works, I think, starting today. So was it a combination of all those things on that front that disrupted traffic? Was the people not being able to pull up outside the shop, or what was it, you think?
It was. Well, I suppose, Jerry, to carry you back to when we first opened on the October bank holiday weekend in 2010, 2 hours after we had opened the shop, fully stocked, cold room, grocery, veg, fully stocked, we got a notice in from the council that there would be roadworks the following week. And what surprised us was that we had a notice put up in the window for 4 weeks beforehand to say that we would be opening. And, you know, there was no communication prior to that notice coming in the door. That was our very first encounter with roadworks. And we've had roadworks outside our door every year since 2010. And then September 2021, the roadworks started again. And it has been persistent since. And, you know, people told us, they rang us, they couldn't get to the shop, they couldn't pull in. They were spending a lot of time sitting at traffic lights at various locations around the town. And a lot of people, and you can't blame them, you know, they made the decision to travel to places like Abbeyfield and Tralee for their shopping. You know, business was very good up to the end of the first lockdown. But then when this last phase of works started in September, you know, people became very frustrated. And they told us just exactly what I've just said to you. Now, what has annoyed me bitterly is that, excuse me, there has been no compensation offered to us from the council for loss of business or loss of earnings. And there's no help, you know, if I can refer back to COVID-19, pubs and hotels got grants, but small businesses, which Listowel town is made up of, they've got nothing and no offer of anything. And electricity costs have doubled, food costs have gone up, and when that happens, your margins are very small then. Yeah. And the butcher provides fresh meat daily. Many will only eat meat from a butcher shop. We're very much aware of all of that. And the butcher can't compete with supermarkets.
Yeah, there are other factors, Michelle. Yeah. It's not all down to roadworks. Electricity costs and competition, other issues that all kind of add together into the mix.
Well, they do. But you see, the thing about it is, Jerry, the when you have a constant month after month with roadworks, how can you expect to survive in business?
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to say, you know, Larry and I love this town and we help out in our community. And we're both involved in the church. Larry recently raised €6,500 for Listowel Hospice and organised a race in memory of another former business person, the late Betty McGrath, at the June bank holiday meeting. And you'll recall I was on with you in a drive to get Listowel Hospice or Listowel South Dock
open. That's right, yeah.
Last year. And you know, I had over 900 signatures there. So we really want our town to thrive. But we're being given no chance at all.
Yeah.
You know,
is a lot of it, Michelle, that the roadworks is part of it, the issue? And it was issue. And, you know, there was a period of constant works had to be done with water mains breakages and repairs to that down to the town.
Well, yeah, you know, the breakages, any of that. Okay, accidents do happen and things do happen. We have to allow for all of that, and they do cause upset. But the thing about it is, I can't understand, and it's completely beyond me, why there wasn't any structure put in place to accommodate the business people of the town. You know, why wasn't there a meeting held with people to discuss, you know, when is the best time to do the roadworks? The guys that were working on the roads are lovely lads, all of them. But the problem was, you know, they had to work according to the hours they were told.
Yeah.
You know, and like ideally, these roadworks should have maybe gone on evening time during the night. Just like you see, for example, Larry was in Dublin a few weeks ago and he was coming home at 10 o'clock at night. And on the way down from Dublin, there were roadworks going on. So if that can be done for Dublin, why must the Listowel be treated differently?
Is it possibly, Michelle, part of the issue of all the different organisations involved? Some of the works will be local, Kerry County Council, some of the works will be Irish Water, some of the works will be Transport Infrastructure Ireland, that it's falling between several different stools, perhaps, on the communication front.
Yeah, but that's exactly my point. There was no effort to communicate, and there was no effort to coordinate any particular aspect of the roadworks, and to bring the people that would be affected together to bring a timetable or to produce a system so that there would be minimum interference with business. That's what should have been done.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And there was no communication from anybody with Kerry County Council to say, look, is there any way we can help you out or compensate you in any way? There was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very, very sad in this day and age that they're going to come around looking for rates. People have tax to pay. They have, in our case, rent, you know, and all the different bills. I would love, ideally, if some of these people that made these decisions spent 1 week behind the counter to see exactly the expenses involved.
Yeah.
And to see exactly the impact that it makes on business. Because, you know, as far as we're concerned here, we are forgotten about in the store. That is the thing about it, you know.
That's how you feel after the experience, having to close your shop.
Oh, we feel it every day of the year.
Yeah.
You know, there is, like, we love Kerry, and everybody around loves Kerry, and we're all big Kerry supporters. But at the end of the day, you know, towns like Tralee, Killarney, and down South Kerry are all looked after. But there isn't one contact made with people here in Listowel when they have to. And I understand roadworks.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the question, Michelle.
That.
What do you say to people who say, look, you know, millions have been poured into Listowel in the last number of years. Roads have been improved. The square has been done. Investment that needed to fix water. All these things are needed so that the town doesn't fall apart, shall we say, so people can go in and enjoy it. What's your response to that?
Jerry,
and that takes disruption.
Jerry, I'm the last one to stop progress. But I am all for organisation and management of projects. And all parties should have been brought in to some discussion to plan and organise when these roadworks should have been taken place, so as to minimise the impact on people's businesses. And that has not been done. As far as they're concerned, we don't exist. We don't matter. That is the sum total of all of this. And now, you know, Larry has been a butcher in Listowel and Tralee for over 30 years. And he loves what he does. And it's galling to have to stand by him and see this happen. You know, it is ridiculous that in this day and age that there couldn't be some sort of organisation done to prevent this happening. We don't want to close, but we haven't been given a choice.
Yeah. Michelle, do you think it is, look, I know there's more work going on now, more funding has been announced. What are you going to do when the butcher shop is closed?
Well, I suppose I'm lucky in that I have work myself. I'm a teacher at Colossian Aretha, but Larry has to look for something else.
Yeah.
And
he'll miss it.
He will terribly. It's, you know, he worked for 22 years in Quilters, now Griffin's Butchers, in Listowel. He worked for 9 in Tralee, and you know, he's gutted that he has to pull out. He loves meeting people, and can I at this point just say thanks to everyone that has put up so much messages of support since we announced this on Facebook yesterday. And indeed, we'd like to thank everybody for the 12 years support in our shop. We really do appreciate it, and we would love to have gone on, but you know, everything was against us.
Yeah,
the roadworks really capped it all.
Yeah.
It really did. There was no hope. There was no chance. Our only entrances to our shop building, our front door. You know.
Yeah. No, and that's that is important as well, and that's the situation.
Yeah.
Let me ask you finally, Michelle. Look, how much of an element of it, and I understand what you're saying, how you feel about the roadworks and the impact, but. The business itself, how much tougher is it getting? Margins getting tight, larger retailers, corporations coming in, expanding what they have an offer that normally would be done by a traditional butcher shop. Did that all play, like, you're talking about the need to support and keep town centres and village centres alive with small independent businesses. Is that coming under more pressure?
Absolutely. I think it is imperative that businesses, local businesses, are supported locally. I think online shopping has done an awful lot of damage to every business. In relation to the butcher shop, there are an amount of people out there that will only eat meat from a butcher shop, and that service should always be provided.
Yeah.
And it's very important to keep towns alive, that everybody supports their local business. After all, if you go outside of Listowel or any town to shop, whatever you buy in the next town, you're going to have the cost of your petrol added onto it.
Yeah.
And, you know, local support is very important to keep towns thriving.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. It is vital to keep towns alive going forward, yes.
Okay. All right, Michelle, look, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us, and sorry again that you are closing down, but thanks for giving us your view this morning.
Thank you, Jerry. Much appreciated. Thank you very much.
There you go, that's Michelle Buckley there, talking about the closing of Larry Buckley's Butchers at the end of the month in Church Street in Listowel. Not happy, feels that roadworks played a large part in a downturn in business, I suppose, and made it possible for them to carry on. Now, we contacted Kerry County Council and the Transport Infrastructure Ireland in relation to this. Kerry County Council have said the following: the council does not comment publicly on individual cases or circumstances. However, in recent times, Listowel Town has received a significant investment and improvement. These works will be for the benefit of the entire town and the Listowel wider area. Throughout the works, the council and its staff have kept in regular contact with businesses and residents in the town to keep them informed about the various projects and to ensure that disruption would be minimised or could be minimised as much as possible. Recent projects include the N69 Bridge Road, Listowel, a new water main installed by Kerry County Council Water Services, the upgrading of the footpath from the bridge, the track road, Listowel, Stole Municipal District Complete Road Improvement and Safety Scheme managed by the NRDO Design, Castle Island Design Office, and roadworks completed by Glass. Minor snagging works to be completed there. The N69 Upper Church Street, a new water main installed by Kerry County Council Water Services. Road Improvement and Safety Scheme works completed as well. Ongoing, expected to be completed by September 2022. That's next month. Listowel Bypass, construction of bypass managed by the Castle Island Design Office, works ongoing in relation to that. Now, Transport Infrastructure Ireland have said in relation to this case, any works undertaken on the N69 National Road in Listowel are done in conjunction with Kerry County Council, who are the local roads authority. The council are managing the works, including planning, and TII are providing the funding. There were no works undertaken directly by TII in Listowel independently of Kerry County Council. Kerry County Council and TII are currently overseeing the construction of the N69 Listowel bypass, which will bring much needed traffic relief to the town, benefiting residents and businesses alike. So I suppose the council and TII are saying, look, you know, this, we don't feel we were the cause of it. Cooperate, we talk, we discuss as much as possible, try to minimise as much as possible as we can. The works are delivering benefits for the area. If